next. This is Lust. This is Replay List, and I want to thank you for listening to this ramble first and foremost. But I do have an explanation. Well, you already know the explanation. It's one, I just got really frustrated with my name, and two, for privacy reasons, it was time to let it go. For privacy and safety reasons, because your girl ran her mouth out in other channels, and she just wants to remain as unidentifiable as possible. At least this persona remains, you know, intact and untouched by other forces. I don't know how else I can sanitize that. But yes, I have some explainings to do, and let's really, I think the first question is Lust. What's up with Replay? I actually recorded two rambles, and you know, I thought they were pretty good, but I think I missed out on another thing, which is, why is there Replay Lust, and why is there Replay Love? I explained this on Patreon. I explained that because for different channels that are more safe for work, that feels a little more fun and flirty, and, you know, I just felt like Lust wasn't the good persona to, or like the identity to put out there. I felt like Lust is too intense, it's too powerful, you know what I mean? I mean, Lust is considered a deadly sin if you're a Catholic, so, you know, I just wanted to ease off on that. Now, granted, I make a lot of very lusty jokes on Twitch, but I just felt the need to separate that. And if you think about it, and if you think about the audios that I create, you know that I often switch from one character to another, one personality to another, and I feel like that's how I am when I switch from being lusty to being playful to being, you know, to and I usually have different moods in my audios. I just, you know, if I could switch in my audios, I can switch personas in a drop of a hat, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's why there's Lust and there's Love. But you might wonder, okay, but what's Replay though? What is this? Replay Love and Replay Lust. So I have been workshopping for different names for about a year now. Workshopping it with, you know, myself, making notes, thinking of different names. I've gone from very, very fun, peppy names to very dark and serious names to, I honestly can't think of any more. And I woke up one day and I realized that it would be Replay, because when I think about my experience as, you know, as Throwaway or Lust back then, Throwaway or Lust was completely accidental. You know it was only, what's this? You know that it is only not a mistake, but a very impulsive thing to do. But that impulse has made me, you know, has done so much for me. It was life-changing. It made me realize that I had a very toxic perspective of myself, a very toxic perspective about femininity, a very toxic perspective about gender roles, and this is true, gender roles, what else, religion, and all of these things. It really just gave me a fucking 180 in life. If you don't remember, if you were with me in the very beginnings, I was a Catholic girl. I'm not shitting on the Catholics. I was a youth leader. I used to take care of kids and, you know, preach to them. But what I was preaching wasn't right, and it's why I left. And I know I left prior to starting Throw Away Your Lust, but all of these different realizations, all of these different lessons, I've learned as Throw Away Your Lust. And I, you know, and not only that, I met amazing people. I learned so many different perspectives. I turned polygamous for a few months, and it's not that it didn't work out, it's just I centered on this one person, this one very special, very amazing person, and he centered on me too, and now we're engaged. Like, that is a level of mind fuckery that Throw Away Your Lust has done to me. On top of that, you know, not just from a very emotional perspective, not just from a very, you know, personal perspective, I have to admit myself too, like, on a financial perspective, it helped so much, especially now when, you know, I'm not gonna go and start a fucking sob story, but had Throw Away Your Lust not existed, I wouldn't know what to do. So yeah, it was a great experience, and it's nothing I will ever regret. But when I think about it, you know, I'm tired of the name, but not of the experience. So when I think about it, I want that experience, that self-discovery again. And I feel like I'm in that zone right now. I feel like I'm in the zone where I'm, you know, maybe I'm, you know, you'd consider me a veteran at this point. 3 years on GWA, I consider that I know most of the basics. But I feel like I'm learning more and more. And as time passes, as things change, the audiences change, the people change, the platforms change, more and more is being opened to me. It just feels like another version, another bout of self-discovery. But, you know, and you know, like, it's when I thought about it, I woke up one day, and it just clicked to me. I was listening to the latest Lady Gaga album, and I was like, damn, I feel like I'm about to hit the replay button over and over and over again for this album, because it was stuck in my head. And I thought, hang on, replay? There's no way I want to give up everything I've learned and had and experienced as Throw Away Your Lust. I want to replay that all over again. I want to sort of, you know, milk out that experience, learn as much as I can, because clearly I feel like I haven't learned enough. I haven't tried enough. And that I want to keep doing and trying and learning and experiencing and exploring things through this persona of mine, which is really all thanks to the support that you give me. Not just financially, like, you know, the patrons are here, but as listeners, as people who interact with me on an almost day-to-day basis on my Discord server, and for those who listen to my audios, all of this experience, all of this cannot be possible without you. And so whatever new thing I'm trying on Twitch, on YouTube, I'm literally about to go through my Twitch and try to learn more about it, and learn more about the platform and figure out how I can provide the best experience. You know, as I'm doing all of these, I realize that it just feels like something so brand new again to me. And it feels like I'm learning again. It feels like, you know, maybe I have done my explorations. I've sexually explored what I can and what I'd like to explore. And maybe there is even more. But I'm also exploring something else. I'm exploring myself. You know, like it now finally goes deeper than sex and desire and lust. I now also come to find out, or I'm coming to find out, if this, if using my voice, if being who I am on a live setting, or who I am on audios, or who I am in these different settings and these different platforms, if this is something that I love. If at the end of this I can look at all the stuff I've made, safe for work, not safe for work, video content, etc. If I look at all of this and say, I love how I've grown. I love this person who is doing all of this, who is trying all of these things, who is experiencing all of this and really saying yes to things she's always wanted to try, to, pushing herself to try and try and try and do and do and make and make and, have fun with everything. I want to see, and I'd love to see it. I'd love to grow out of this loving myself even more. Very selfish thing to say, but I think, knowing me, I haven't loved myself enough. Knowing me, I feel like I punish myself too much. If you knew me back then as Throw Away Your Lust, if you knew my early work, my early rambles, there's always this part of me that's so self-deprecating and angry and anxious and tired, and maybe I still am a little bit tired, but mostly it's because of my job and not anything else. I just feel like I owe it to myself. I'm 26 and I want to see myself, the work I do, and love it, and not spend the next couple of years loathing myself like I did as Throw Away Your Lust. So, hence, this is Replay Lust and Replay Love. And I want to thank you for joining me in this new journey. I want to thank you for coming with me, for still listening to me, for getting in on my shenanigans. And we're going to start exploring. We're going to see what else this voice can do. This voice in this little section of the internet. What else can we do? Anyways, thank you for listening. And as always, much love and even more lust. Mwah. I'll see you next week.